Just briefly in this, the Gospels that we heard at the beginning, we had the procession, this joyful procession into the church, because today we're celebrating Palm Sunday. And this beautiful procession was a joyful procession. And the Gospel that we read at the beginning was from Luke, and he was talking about how as Jesus was entering into the town, people were shouting out, "Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And so they're shouting this out, this joy, this triumphal joy of the entrance of Jesus. And yet, the paradox today is, then we read about his crucifixion, his passion, his death. So we have this joy amongst all this suffering. This joy and suffering and death. And so what we have here is looking into what is it that Jesus did for you and me? And what is he doing in this whole thing? Now, at the time where we have the palms, and the palms are symbolisms of triumph. Because at the time, the Roman soldiers, when they used to go in and they used to conquer these towns or cities or countries, and when they came back into Rome, they didn't have palm trees in Rome. So what they would do is that they'd uproot the palm trees and bring it in as a symbol of victory. And they would bring that in, and then they would lay down these palm leaves before them. And now the other thing is that they would do as they rode in triumphantly is they rode in on a donkey. Because if they rode in on a horse, it was a symbol of war. But if they rode in on a donkey, it was a symbol of peace. And so here's Jesus walking, coming in on the back of a donkey, which is a symbolism of peace, but also a symbol of conquering, that Jesus was there to conquer. And he had just got through conquering, and he knows that he's going to conquer evil. And that's what he's going to be doing through the cross. He's going to be nailing all our sins to the cross. But not only nailing all our sins to the cross, but he's going to undo the disobedience of Adam and Eve through his obedience of dying on the cross. And you're going to hear about this here as we celebrate this week here, which is the holiest of all weeks. That's why we call it Holy Week. We'll be celebrating during this week here, Holy Thursday, the washing of the feet, as we prepare for Good Friday. And Good Friday is the crucifixion of Jesus Christ as he obeys his Father to die on the cross. And dying on the cross, and you can contemplate this on Friday, is a picture of our sins. As we look at why did God choose the cross? He chose the cross possibly because of the sins of our hands that were nailed to the cross, the sins of our feet that were nailed to the cross, the sins of our minds and our vanity as the crown of thorns putting on his head, and the sins of the flesh as he was scourged, the sins of the heart that was pierced. Reflect on those. It's a picture of our sins, of what we did to Jesus and how we crucified him. And as we heard in here, the people were yelling out, "Crucify him, crucify him." So Jesus rode in triumphantly. He knows that the end is near, that he is going to conquer heaven for us once again. And that's the beauty of Palm Sunday. And the nice thing about Palm Sunday also is the fact is as Jesus rode in, how often do we not allow Christ to ride into our lives? How often do we not allow him? There are certain parts in our lives that we'll allow Jesus to come into, but there's other parts where we say, "Jesus, stay away from this side." And there's other parts where we don't allow Jesus to enter in our lives. We don't allow Jesus to conquer with his loving peace in our lives. So let's take a moment and reflect on that as well. And I just want to end with this story about the donkey on Palm Monday. And so Palm Monday is the day after. It's going to be tomorrow, right? So this donkey was all excited. He woke up in the morning on Monday, and he said, "Mom, I'm going back into the city. It was awesome yesterday. Everybody was hailing me, were saying, saying Hosanna in the highest, and they were praising me and everything. I want to go back into that thing. I was just so uplifted." So he went back into the town, and he went by the well. And he went over there, and he's waiting for them to praise him. And they were just looking at him, and they kind of swatted him away, and they pushed him off. And he's all, "I can't believe it, these pagans. They don't, you know, they aren't worshiping me like they did yesterday. They probably don't know who I am. And so he went into the town. He goes, I'm going to go into the town with all the faithful. So he went into the town, and the same thing was happening. They were pushing him around, swatting him, getting him away. And he could not understand what was happening. So he went back home. And he went back to his mother and says, Mother, what happened? He goes, here I was all praised. Everybody was praising me yesterday, and today, nothing. The mother looked at him and said, Son, you're nobody without Jesus on you, riding on your back. You're nobody. You're nothing. You're just a donkey. Okay? So, we should look at this here and really see the fact is sometimes we forget that Jesus should always be in our lives. And sometimes we live our lives without having Jesus a part of our lives, and we don't allow him to enter into our lives. And Jesus wants to ride into our lives. He wants to take over. He wants to help us. He wants to guide us. And he wants us to be that donkey to bring this great good news to the world today. He wants us to be the vessel that's going to carry him into the lives of other people. So let's take a look at this Holy Week, and really participate in this and really come to a deeper understanding of what Jesus Christ wants of you and me. As we go, we participate at Holy Thursday at the washing of the feet tonight, as the evening mass. We participate on Good Friday, and we're going to participate in that Passion of Christ. And then on Holy Saturday in the evening, the Easter Vigil, if you'd like to come, for all those, the catechumenates are going to be, some of you are going to be baptized, some will receive confirmation, some will receive their first communion. And then on Easter Sunday, to give Christ that worship that he did, that great gift of the resurrection that he did for you and me out of love. So take a moment and reflect on that today as we prepare ourselves to receive Christ in the Eucharist.